just in time for kickoff. Hooters' famous saucy wings, delicious seafood, half-pound stacked burgers, and fresh chopped salads. Hooters is honored to serve the Tampa Bay community with delicious take-home and a great place to watch the game with friends and family. Providing that famous neighborhood hospitality only Hooters can deliver. Hooters, proud sponsor of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for locations near you.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. If you, like me, live in the greater Tampa Bay area, you have 12 original Hooters brand locations to serve you, including the newest one on State Road 54, just a little west of the Suncoast Parkway. Our last two Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast draft nights have been on the showroom floor of Bill Curry Ford in Tampa. Sean Sullivan plays in the podcast leagues. He also writes checks for $1,000 to the winners of every Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast League. So if you are a podcast listener and if you are in the market for a new vehicle, and it can be a brand new Ford, or you can choose from the inventory of pre-owned vehicles that are not all exclusively Ford product, right there on the lot just north of where we did the draft, on the showroom floor. Ask for Sean Sullivan when you visit Bill Curry Ford. Tell them you're a listener of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Tell them you're a football fan. Tell them you're a fantasy player. Sean will engage you in some conversation about football and then tell him what you need, what you're looking for, what your price range is in terms of a new or pre-owned vehicle. And Sean can help you at Bill Curry Ford on Northdale Mabry in Tampa. My email, which many of you are using based on the theme of this podcast and the fall of King Henry, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Let's get right to it. We'll devote this entire podcast to the injury to Derrick Henry. Thank you, you listeners who know how how big on Derrick Henry I've been over the last few years. Why not? And I wondered for years why they didn't use him, why they were still wasting time with other aging running backs and not featuring Derrick Henry. They even featured him late one season. He helped win them a playoff game from behind at Kansas City, and then they came out the next year and they didn't do it. And then finally they realized, this guy was like a hot hockey goaltender. The more action he gets, the better he gets. And, just a few weeks ago, we saw him at 21 miles per hour going 76 yards on one play to break open at that point, 3-0? Late first quarter, early second quarter, something like that. The game between the Titans and the Bills. Henry going into week 8 was 7.1 points per game on average better than the number 2 running back in my scoring settings, Austin Eckler. To give you an idea of how big that gap is, if we go from Austin Eckler at 17 points per game, 7.1 worse than Henry, down to 7.1 below that, which would be 9.9, we're outside the top 20 running backs going into week 8. That's how dominant Derrick Henry was again this year as a running back in fantasy football. So for those of you like me who were invested in Derrick Henry, the answer is no. You can't replace Derrick Henry. I'm going to draw upon one of my favorite movies to talk about in this podcast, and that's Moneyball. And if you remember the scene in the Moneyball movie where Brad Pitt as Billy Bean is sitting at the table and he asks all the old guys sitting around the table who have no idea where this conversation is going about numbers and on-base percentage and that approach to baseball. He just said, guys, is there another first baseman out there we can get like Jason Giambi? And they all say no. And he says, then what are we talking about here? So if you remember, he says, we can't replace Giambi, but we can recreate him in the aggregate. And that's what Paul D. Podesta, Peter Brand is the character name because Paul didn't want his name used in the movie. They add up the combination of a key number on base percentage provided by Giambi and two other players that they lost. They divide it by three, and they're looking for three players who can give them that on-base percentage. And they land on David Justice, Jeremy Giambi, and Scott Hatterberg. All right, now let's apply that to those of you like me who just lost Derrick Henry's 24.1 points per game of fantasy production. Your first mistake is thinking you can trade for a big-time running back that you didn't take in the first round that someone else did. Honestly, you're going to come off sounding like a dick. Don't do it. Just because you lost your guy doesn't mean someone else is going to trade you their guy. They're just not. Yeah, I talked about on the last podcast, don't let any other owner tell you what you need because it's the kind of their way of being a dick. Don't be a dick back. I don't think it's going to work. Now, if someone out there, and this is how I met the captain who's in the AFL Podcast League, I said, if there's someone out there who actually won their championship and beat Alvin Kamara's Christmas miracle, I'd like to hear from you. I did. There was one. It proves there is always an exception to the rule. I hate seafood, and I eat crab cakes from a place called Pierpoint in Baltimore. There is always the I don't, but I do. If you are that person that lost Derrick Henry, and this week you can trade for Austin Eckler or Ezekiel Elliott or Jonathan Taylor or Alvin Kamara, I'd like to hear from you. I really would, because I don't think the owners of those backs are going to do it. Because I don't think you can give them in return what they would need to fill an RB1 void. The best, and I haven't updated my boards for week 9 yet, because I wanted to devote this podcast to Derrick Henry. Cordarrelle Patterson went into week 8 at 14.8 points per game on average. I own him in the podcast league. I wish I owned him in the foundation league where I just lost Derrick Henry. Patterson was a waiver claim, right? Maybe 15 to 25% of you threw a dart at Cordarrelle Patterson in a late round of your draft, and you scored if you didn't cut him after week 1. I remember I picked him up, I think, week 3. Even if, let's say you're trying to get Cordarrelle Patterson from someone to fill your RB1 void from Derrick Henry, I don't know that the Cordarrelle Patterson owner is going to move him. Patterson has touched the ball a lot. And, you know, Calvin Ridley, don't know what's going on there. So that's just more volume for Cordarrelle Patterson, right? They are Patterson and Pitts. That's it for the Falcons. That's all they got. So, I'm sure you could offer, I'm just going to throw this out there. Maybe you could offer Mike Williams at 14.6 points per game going into week 9, and he didn't have a good week 9. for Patterson's 14.8 points per game. All right, but this brings me to the next point. You can't replace Derrick Henry. You're trying to replace 24 points per game, and I know that's not easy. But that's what you're trying to do. So instead of being a bit of a dick and asking the Austin Ekeler owner for Ekeler, or asking the Ezekiel Elliott owner for Zeke, or asking the Jonathan Taylor owner for Jonathan Taylor, or the Dalvin Cook owner for Dalvin Cook. Najee Harris is probably in this conversation too. Instead of replacing Henry, try to replace the points. Look at those 24.1 points and say, how can I replace those points? Now you have one open spot where if you've worked waivers or trades the first half of the season, and I tell you to do this, you probably have somebody you can put in there. They're not Derrick Henry. We know that. I'm putting Eli Mitchell in immediately. I didn't play him last week. My mistake. I played Herbert. The touch counts were still very good. Herbert just, the Bears just don't score. I played Herbert over Mitchell. It didn't cost me my game that week, but I can plug in Eli Mitchell. I've had him sitting on my bench. I may have used him one game. But, okay, so I can put Eli Mitchell in. I know he was worth about 19 points last week. He had averaged 11.2, so he's probably about, all right, so let's just say in theory, I have a running back on my bench who gets me halfway there. All right, I think Eli's actually worth a little more than 12 at this point. Based on the numbers I'm just doing in my head. But okay, so that's half of it. Now, where can I find those other 12 points to replace Derrick Henry? Maybe I can do something else with my team where it's not desperate. You're not looking for someone to make the mistake of trading you Zeke or Jonathan Taylor. Now you're only looking for about 10 points. You're trying to upgrade one of your other spots by even 8 points because 24.1 is a lot per game. And here's another mistake I don't want you to make. You're not trading Cooper Kupp to get those points back because here's then what you're doing. And again, this is based on the first week 8 of numbers. Because I haven't updated my boards. I'm just bringing up Kupp as the exaggerated example here. Kupp went into week 8, 19.3 points per game, wide receiver 1. And you're saying, well, all right, so I can trade Cooper Kupp and I can get a running back. What are you doing? Because if you just lost Derrick Henry, now if you had Henry and Kupp, I'm guessing you had something at quarterback worthwhile. You might have had one of the top 8, Allen, Brady, Hurts, Murray, Jackson, Mahomes, Stafford, Herbert. Maybe. Hopefully you didn't have Russell Wilson. But let's say you had Henry and Kupp. So you were rolling along. Unless you've been just stinking at quarterback. And taking an 8 to 10 point hit at quarterback each week. But Kupp and Henry kind of make that up. All right. Why would you move Kupp to try to replace Henry? Because then here's what you're doing. Instead of replacing 24.1 points per game, if you move Kupp, you're now replacing 43.4 points per game. Because Kupp was worth 19.3 points per game for the first 8 weeks on average. Don't make the number bigger. Now look, if you're asking for Jonathan Taylor from someone, if they're even going to talk to you, they're going to ask for Kupp. I don't think they do it, by the way. Even though Kupp averages more points per game through the first 8 weeks, I don't think they do it. I don't know if I would. But even if that gets you talking, Why do you want to try to replace, 24.1 points per game or 43.4 points per game, which you would if you're trading Cooper Kupp for someone? Now, I know you're thinking, well, what if I get multiple players back? Still, you're creating a bigger void. Don't make the number bigger. I know you have to trade something of value, but don't trade your top guy. I wouldn't give up on Ja'Marr Chase at this point. I know Mike Williams had a bad game. Chargers still look better than average. They still have Justin Herbert throwing the ball. But just be careful. It's like an offensive line that loses a tackle. And then the team takes the other tackle and moves him to the other side. I've never liked that because to me, now you're weaker at two positions rather than one. Don't do that to yourself. Don't create a bigger problem by offering a high-producing player for you that you count on to replace a Derrick Henry that you can't really replace anyway. You're trying to add points. Don't subtract more. You just lost 24.1 points per game from the first half of this season in Henry. And you don't have to get another RB1. Don't let any owner tell you you need an RB1. Don't. You're trying to replace the points. You can't replace Derrick Henry. Todd Wright, fantasyfootball@gmail.com. Todd Wright, fantasyfootball@gmail.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We'll talk to you next time.